There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. Monday, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Your opportunity to be part of the program. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dp-show. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. If he's not the best offensive lineman in history, he's on the short list. Anthony Munoz, Bengals Hall of Fame tackle, will join us coming up a little bit later on. Our good buddy Ross Tucker was at the Hall of Fame festivities. Nice. He'll join us coming up a little bit later on as well. 877-3DP-SHOW, and we'll get to your phone calls on best and worst of the weekend. This time of the year, I always love listening to the analysts as they get ready for the NFL season, and they want to tell you who's going to be great and who's not going to be great. There's going to be teams going into the playoffs, teams falling out from the playoffs from last year. But I also like when they use certain words to describe a team, like they're hungry. All right, so that team's hungry. Tell me who isn't hungry. Because if somebody's hungry and you're pointing that out, somebody's not hungry. Man, that team, they are ready to fight you. Okay, so who's not? Whenever we describe, and we run out of ways to describe teams, like the Detroit Lions, hey, they're going to play hard. Okay, who's not? Just let me know, because if somebody is, that means there's probably somebody who's not playing hard. You know, those Dolphins aren't going to play hard this year. You know, Arizona, man, they would rather be playing video games. Man, this team is going to punch you in the mouth. So somebody else isn't going to do that. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, that Browns defense, they'll get physical with you. They'll punch you in the mouth. They'll punch you in the mouth. So who?
Oh, to a man.
Yeah, to a man.
But that, there has to be some defense that's a cakewalk.
Yeah. I would love for them to be the other side of this, where you just say, oh, yeah, all right, we're going to be honest. Like, you know why I love this team? They never quit. Well, tell me who does quit. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah. You know, I was just breaking down the Falcons. They don't even seem to want to be there. And when they get there, they don't really try that hard.
They love to mail it in.
Yeah. No offense.
Yeah. But the analyst who will give this description, they never realize that, okay, you're saying this about one team, then you probably are going to say something negative about another team. Yeah, Paulie?
Or they'll say, like, you know what, the Colts are just like their city. It's a hard-working blue-collar city. What are the white-collar soft cities? Because if there's blue-collar cities, there has to be soft cities.
The Commanders traded for Carson Wentz, and it's obvious the former number two overall pick would be an upgrade over Taylor Heinicke. The Commanders, they need to improve, and you start with your quarterback. He's 29, and you would think at that age you'd have it all figured out. I don't think that's the case because the head coach of the Commanders, Ron Rivera, admitted that Wentz has experienced some accuracy issues throughout camp. Here is Coach Ron Rivera.
I think it's a lot better than you're giving him credit for just because of the way things happen in practice. There's a lot of little nuances that we see, that we look at, that we get to review. Yeah, there's some inaccuracies, but it's nothing that, you know, we are overly concerned with.
Okay. Not right now. You imagine if he said, man, we're concerned about this. Of course you're going to downplay this. What if Ron Rivera goes, what have we done? Why didn't we stay with Taylor Heinicke? So Wentz has a cap hit of just over $28 million next season. He ranks 27th among qualifying quarterbacks in completion percentage last year. So the training camp reports, I don't know if they're easy to ignore, but probably not a great sign for the Commanders going into this season. But I'll tell you, they play until the whistle. They embody their head coach. You know, they take on his personality. Yes, Marv.
Culture.
Oh, yeah, the culture.
A coach brings a winning culture or something like that.
Mm, yeah. So the Commanders with Carson Wentz. Man, when you think about how close he was to winning an MVP, if you go back to, what was that, 2016?
2017, his second year in the league, Dan, 11-2 as a starter, 33 touchdowns in 11 game, in 13 games. 33 touchdowns, 7 picks. He was third for MVP.
Well, he was going to win it if he stayed healthy. The only reason why he finished third was because he got hurt. Yes, he.
I just remember when we had him on set at the Super Bowl after his rookie year, I want to say.
Yes.
And he had a great year, and it was just like, wow, look at you. You know, like you did well and all this stuff, and you were like, hey, so how was that or whatever, you know? You said something about how it was a great year for him, and he went, thank God that's over. I just want to get away from football. And it's like, whoa, dude, you just spent a year having like your wildest dreams come true, and your reaction to it is, thank God that's over. I got to get the hell out of here for a little while.
He wanted to go hunting.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, he wanted to go hunting. Yeah, you know, at that position, you always have to give at least the impression that football is the most important thing in your life. And you know, there are some quarterbacks that it might be too important to them, but there are certain quarterbacks who are trying to convey that football is the most important thing in their lives. But you look back on that decision to run the football against the Rams, and he ended up blowing out his knee. Now, he got a Super Bowl ring. He probably doesn't wear that proudly, considering that Nick Foles came in and won the Super Bowl. But you can look back, and man, he was so close. He was going to win the MVP that regular season. Yeah, Paulie.
All right, knowing what you know now, and there's still time left in both of their careers, whose career would you want, Nick Foles or Carson Wentz? Nick Foles, he was Super Bowl MVP, right?
I'm going to take Nick Foles.
For the rest of your life, you're a Super Bowl MVP?
Yes. You beat Tom Brady.
But then you're also this weird anomaly quarterback who had that monstrous season 2013. Then he went away for a few years and did nothing. Then he has the unbelievable Super Bowl run. Then he's kind of a backup bouncing around again.
I would take Nick Foles.
Yes, agree.
Yeah, Marv.
That's almost like, who would you rather be, Randall Cunningham or Doug Williams? Randall Cunningham was nasty, one of my favorite players. But I'm Doug Williams.
Bloop, bloop.
Always.
All right. I like that.
That's a tough one, though. Randall Cunningham did some high-end stuff. Man, that is, you know, I always want the Super Bowl ring, but Randall Cunningham for a while was the most entertaining thing in sports.
Yeah, but Doug Williams, the first African-American quarterback, you won the Super Bowl. He almost got knocked out of that game with a knee injury early in the first quarter against the Broncos. But back then, anybody could have played quarterback and beat the Broncos defense. Sorry, Todd.
It was 10-0 Denver at one point.
Let's ride. Keep saying that, Todd. Let's ride.
10-0 became 42-10 very quickly in Super Bowl 22.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Have you been working on your Russell Wilson?
Actually.
Okay, let me hear it.
Let's ride. Mile High Faithful, let's ride.
And that inspires confidence.
For Broncos.
I'm ready to lead. I'm ready.
What do you say, Denver? Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Fritzy did one of those tributes to Russell Wilson. The backroom guys go, Fritzy, why don't you send a Let's Ride to Russell Wilson and the Broncos? So Fritzy did one. Was that Friday that you did it?
Yeah, I put on an Elway jersey and like Bronco sweatpants, and we did a whole fun thing in the back there.
Let's ride.
Let's ride, Bronco fans.
Yeah. More likely the Broncos win the division or finish in last place in the division.
I'd hate to say more likely last place, okay, but I'm going to hopefully do a lot better than that.
This program is brought to you by the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. America's heroes need your help. Do good in their honor, donating $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. T2T.org, letter T, number two, letter T.org. Seton O'Connor, what kind of poll question do we have today?
I'm going to throw it over to Paulie. He's got a poll question concept for today.
Concept. This is a little negative, but, everyone's in a good mood with training camp, even if your team kind of stinks. Like, I'm a Bears fan. I know it's not going to work out well, but, hey, when I see that Mooney had 7 catches in a workout, I think positive. We each have to fill out the poll question. We have to put one. Blank just isn't going to work out this year. We choose the player, coach,
blank,
team even, I guess, where there's hope, and it seems like that player is decent, but you just don't think it's going to work out.
Geno Smith just isn't going to work out. How's that?
Okay.
Seattle Seahawks. Yes.
You don't realize how right you are, because Drew Lock's going to throw at least 19 touchdown passes, yeah, so that's why.
You better hope right so. On. Yeah, you got to bet. Yeah, Seton, you got one?
How about the coordinatorless Patriots? Not going to work out this year.
I don't think the reason why they don't work out won't be because they haven't named their coordinators. I like how this Mac Jones, that it feels like the, what do they call him, baby goat up there in New England?
Careful.
No, I think they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I think he's called baby goat. Is that right, Seton?
I don't know.
Are you distancing yourself from the Patriots?
That's why I just said they're going to stink this year.
Yeah. Fritzy.
I really hope you made that up just
now. No, Google that. Google if he's called the baby goat up there in New England, Mac Jones. Yeah, Paul.
I have the headline, if the Patriots lose their first game. Fritzy, uncoordinated. Patriots lose opener.
I like it. Okay. I like it.
Blue, blue.
All right, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone does call him baby goat.
Okay.
Is that mutton or is that baby sheep?
I think it's baby sheep. You can't call him baby goat. You can't.
Baby goat's not. When do you become big boy goat? That's not.
You're never going to be big boy goat.
Yeah, not grown in that up, town.
Grown up goat. Who was goat boy? Wasn't there a movie?
Oh, our buddy from SNL. Jim Brewer. Jim Brewer
oh, Jim
played
Brewer.
Goat Boy.
That was so weird.
Yeah. Always looks hot.
Thanks for having me on there. Thanks for having me on the there. So bizarre.
Goat Boy. Would you rather be Baby Goat or Goat Boy? Poll question.
I'd rather be Goat Boy.
Yes, that's correct answer.
Yogurt-dipped mini bones are available at danpatrick.com. We got some treats for your puppy or your goat, your baby goat, if you want to feed them. Yogurt-dipped mini bones for your puppy. Any other poll questions there, Seton?
We're going with that one for now, Dan.
Okay. So you fill in the blank.
Yeah. We could do maybe a future poll question a little later in the show on worse quarterback situations. A couple of doozies.
Ooh. Okay.
Commanders being one.
Okay.
Steelers, not looking good in Pittsburgh right now.
Is Carolina a positive?
Carolina, we could add them.
Yeah. Yes, Tom?
Yeah, that's the whole you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks thing with those guys.
So you got Seattle, you got Carolina, Pittsburgh, Commanders.
Yep.
Who else am I leaving out? Suspect quarterback situation.
For some reason, I just always want to throw the Bears in there.
Yeah.
Well,
chronically suspect.
Chronically.
I saw a headline where it said Justin Fields is in a good place. I go, is he still in Chicago? I love Chicago, but no, he's in a good place. Oh, he got traded. Where? No, he's in Chicago, but he's in a good place going into his second year. Yes, Marv.
The Browns?
I guess we're going to find out how awkward it is or how shaky that quarterback situation is. Yes, Tom.
What about the whole Winston, Dalton, Hill, Ian Brook, that whole combo of Saints? Is that going to work out with Winston? He's very inconsistent. Are you concerned about them?
Well, they've named him the starter. I mean, I've seen Jameis Winston play well, but, I mean, Ian Book is not ready to play. So, yeah, I mean, I'm okay with Jameis. I just don't look at him as a franchise quarterback. I think he's got talent. I think he thinks he's a whole lot better than what he is, or he plays that way. When, I mean, there's one Brett Favre in the history of the game, and he could giveth and he could taketh away. But he was fascinating. I don't want my quarterback to try to emulate Brett Favre, because, you know, do you realize that Favre, and a former coach with the Packers, said he got bored. So he would look for degree of difficulty passes.
Could he have taken up a hobby like woodworking instead of throwing to the opposition? That would have been better.
Oh. I mean, you get to the point where you go, that guy's wide open. He's open. Double covered. Let's try to squeeze it in there. But I think Mahomes, he was labeled a sort of a Brett Favre kind of quarterback. But I think he's better at when he takes his chances than Favre. Favre took more chances. I mean, he was an unbelievable talent. Fascinating to watch. But he could probably drive you crazy if you were on that coaching staff. All right, phone calls coming up as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. I guess we've settled on our poll question. Take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. If you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride, the pandemic, inflation. You could use a break, and maybe this will help you. If your business has five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000. That's per employee. And it's not a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund on your taxes. You cut through the red tape, get your refund money, and you get started by going to GetRefunds.com. Now, they're going to do all the work. There's no charge up front. They share a percentage of the money that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify. Even those that took PPPs, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. The team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. But you have to go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available maybe till the end of the year, so you got to act. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more, and complete the playthrough requirement, wager on your favorite horses. Then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This award-nominated program brought to you by Mercedes. The family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. Paulie said, I got a Brett Favre trivia question. I said, all right, well, let me wait till I turn on the microphone. So let's have it, Paulie.
You were talking about how Brett Favre, he was gunslinger, gave away a lot of picks, also threw a ton of touchdowns. He won three MVPs. He led the league in touchdown passes thrown four times. Uh-huh. He led the league in interceptions thrown three times. Uh-huh. How many? And I'm working on the results because got to go through them. How many quarterbacks in NFL history both led the league in touchdown passes and interceptions multiple times?
Multiple.
Multiple.
Multiple is the key word.
Favre has 4 and 3.
All right.
So we're going to have this in just a couple minutes.
Mm.
That seems like a real specific category.
Yeah. Because you got to be really good to be able to throw a lot of touchdown passes, but then really good to throw a lot of interceptions and still keep your job. Yeah, Paul.
I'm pretty sure Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions as a rookie, but I don't think
he didn't lead in, no, because he had like 27 interceptions.
As a rookie?
Yeah, maybe 16 touchdown passes.
But it doesn't have to be the same season. It's at any point in your career. I don't think Peyton Manning ever led the league in interceptions again after that rookie year.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. I'm trying to think who else would be on that list that throw enough. Because you said multiple times. Because Jameis Winston threw 30 interceptions, but I don't know. I don't think he led the league in touchdown passes that year. Yes, Seton.
What about like Matthew Stafford? He feels like a fella who threw the ball quite a bit, probably racked up some touchdowns, but also had a bunch of picks.
By the way, the Rams trying to downplay the tenderness in Matthew Stafford's throwing elbow. Here's Matthew Stafford talking about the injury.
I just have a little soreness. We're working through it. I felt pretty good today. I thought it looked pretty good. But just trying to be smart with it and make me feel as good as I can feel going into week one and while still getting as many reps as I can, too.
I wonder if this is just something that lingers there the entire season. And then you just sort of have to understand you're going to have these moments when it might be inflamed, might get it drained. But not knowing the extent of it, just knowing, you know, the sensitivity that you're going to have there, that might persist the entire season. Yeah, Paulie.
Matthew Stafford in his career has never led a league in touchdown passes thrown. Last year, for the first and only time in his career, he led a league in interceptions thrown at 17, which isn't crazy bad.
No.
I think Eli Manning has led the league in interceptions a few times.
But I don't know if he's led in touchdowns.
He has not. You're correct. He led the league in interceptions three different times in his career.
Okay.
Brett Favre. Might be on his own on this one.
There's nobody else who's led in interceptions and touchdown passes same season. Yes, Todd?
Steve Bartkowski. I'm just throwing it out there.
You're just throwing out a name.
I am throwing it out. Yeah.
Hey, a guy from the 80s. Let me throw his name out.
Jim Zorn.
Jim Hart. That's 70s with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Paul.
Steve Bartkowski never led the league in anything. Touchdown passes. No offense.
He led the league in good looks.
Actually, you know what?
One year he did.
In 1980, that wasn't a strike year. No, he did have 31 touchdown passes in 1980, but he never led the league in interceptions.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Joe Namath? Joe threw more interceptions than touchdown passes in his career. Yes, he
did. We say Drew Brees?
Yeah, Paul.
You're so close with Joe Namath. Namath led the league in interceptions at four different times in his career. He led the league in touchdown passes once. He needed one more to be in the Favre category. What's Brett Favre doing?
Did he lead the league in touchdowns and interceptions in the same season?
No. In 72, he had 19 touchdown passes and 21 picks.
Yeah.
He only had – I have Joe Namath having – zero seasons where he had more touchdowns than picks. Actually, his rookie year, he had more touchdowns than picks. Every season after, it was picks over touchdowns.
Yeah, that's one that I would love to talk to the voters about Joe Namath. Because Joe Namath probably had the biggest win in NFL history. When you consider that they were the biggest underdogs with the Jets in Super Bowl III against the established Baltimore Colts. Was that Don Shula and the Baltimore Colts? And you had Johnny Unitas, Earl Morrill, huge underdogs to them. And, you know, the AFL wanted to prove that they could play with the NFL. And Joe guaranteed it, and they were going to win, and they end up winning, 16-7. But that got Joe into the Hall of Fame. Because I've always maintained, while I loved watching Namath, everything about him, white shoes, you know, the way he would flick the ball and throw it 60 yards. You know, he had that charisma. Lenny Dawson, to me, was a better quarterback than Joe Namath. And then he won the Super Bowl the following year when they beat the Vikings. But you just, you know, that perception, that reality, how the voters, how the public sees you, people wouldn't guess that Joe Namath had more interceptions than touchdowns. But Joe did. Joe, you know, you go back to Alabama where Joe was a great athlete, and then that's when he started having these knee surgeries. Drafted by the Jets and got that opportunity to go toe-to-toe with the Colts and beat them in Miami. Yeah, Marv.
So it's very much an Eli Manning situation.
Well, Eli did win two Super Bowls and was really good in those Super Bowls. Was he a great regular season quarterback? No. Was he a good regular season quarterback? Yes. Was Jim Plunkett Eli Manning before Eli Manning? Because Jim Plunkett won two Super Bowls, I believe. Had some highs and lows, former number one pick with the Patriots, and then went to the Raiders and found a home there, but you know, there's certain guys that you look back and you just remember them. The Browns had a wide receiver named Gary Collins. Now, this is going to mean, you know, probably absolutely nothing to 99% of you. But growing up, Paul Warfield and Gary Collins played for the Browns, and we got to see the Browns every Sunday where I lived in Ohio. I just remember Gary Collins was an unbelievable wide receiver. Great. But you also had Paul Warfield, who was Lynn Swann before Lynn Swann. And if you look at Gary Collins' numbers, back then a wide receiver, when you caught a ball, you averaged about 16 yards, 17 yards per catch. And if you check, I think Gary Collins probably had over 70 touchdown receptions. But he also played on a Browns team that had Jim Brown on it and Leroy Kelly on it. So got overshadowed. But there's certain players where you look back and you go, God, I just remember him as being great. Not going to get in the Hall of Fame because, you know, as we get to the point with Hall of Fame numbers, and you start to think about this, like Emmitt Smith's record rushing yards is never going to be broken. Just because you got longevity, you got health, you're going to stay with a team that had a great offensive line, they're going to run the football, But who is going to give their running back the ball 30, 35 times a game? And the answer is nobody. Jerry Rice's numbers, which I thought would never be broached, there's more likelihood of Jerry Rice's receiving numbers falling than Emmitt Smith. Because the running back, and there are more passes. You know, you have a platoon system at running back. Wide receivers, we're throwing it even more. But trying to, like, the thing that worries me about the NFL is what has taken over in baseball, and that is the numbers. The sheer numbers prove how great you are, and that's not always the case. You know, Lynn Swann, well, look at what he did. Okay, but what would he do now? Or John Stallworth. They probably had 345 catches in their careers. But what they did, when they did it, how they did it is, you know, has to be factored in there. Here, let's see. Gary Collins, 70 touchdown receptions, averaged 16 yards per catch, and had 331 receptions. They weren't throwing the ball back then. 15 times, maybe? So when you caught it, you made the defense pay. And I think we lose that. Sometimes you go, well, I didn't see him play. Like Otis Anderson, to me, was a fabulous running back. And I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer or not. Yeah, I mentioned Ricky Waters. Ricky Waters was the first dual threat running back. Like, he could catch and he could run. He rushed for 10,000 yards. He had 500 catches, I think. He was Marshall Faulk before Marshall Faulk. It's just Marshall was part of the greatest show on turf. Like, we like it to be easy. We could go, oh, yeah, man, he was on that. They got to be great. Yeah, Marv.
That's why I think Julian Edelman is going to get some real push for the Hall of Fame because of what he did. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but what he did in those Super Bowls, and they're going to say, man, he was a part of that second part of that dynasty with Brady, because they're going to, you know, you're going to start, you know, going down names. You're going to say, okay, Brady was on that team, Gronk. Remember Julian Edelman? And I think he might get a push.
Well, but you start to look at teams, and also when you win. Like, to me, the Vikings lost 4 Super Bowls. And because of that, there are guys who should. I don't think Paul Krause is in the Hall of Fame. Did he finally get in, Paulie?
The safety?
Yes.
I think so. I'm checking.
But he had like 82 interceptions, something crazy. But they didn't win a Super Bowl. But the Steelers, when they won, we're putting in Donnie Shell. He didn't even start for the Steelers defense back then. Is Paul Krause in?
Yeah, you got him in.
Good.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm in. All right.
Yeah.
Woo. Here's a stat. You know, like, Jerry Rice's record still feels pretty safe. He's at 1,549 catches. Larry Fitzgerald had it.
I know he did.
Larry Fitzgerald retired by choice last year, and he hasn't really officially retired yet. If Larry Fitzgerald catches 50 balls last year, let's say 60 balls for 2 seasons, he's passing Rice.
I know.
Like, he is.
Isn't that crazy?
He's 120 behind him, 117 behind him.
And you probably can't – you can remember one catch that Larry Fitzgerald had in his career.
Yeah.
That touchdown reception against the Steelers.
And he would have been Super Bowl MVP.
Yes, probably would have been.
Who is the active leader in receptions? Active is the tricky word here.
All right.
Technically, so Larry Fitzgerald, he's not considered active.
Technically.
Antonio Brown is at 928 catches, and he did most of it in about a 5-year span.
Have you seen him rap?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah.
He came out. Okay, what is it about when, you know, performers wearing leather on stage? Like, when Eddie Murphy wore the all red.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then it felt like every comedian after that was going to wear leather. I didn't get it. And then you got AB who came out, and you're like, it's in the summer, it's hot, and he's got leather pants and a leather coat on. Yeah, Marv.
It's swag.
Is that what it is?
Oh, it might be stupidity, but we're going to think the kids call it swag.
And he's not good.
Oh, come on, DP. We're having a good day.
I think he just kept repeating the same line over and over and over.
DP, that's also rap these days.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. His dance got a lot of attention, too. It was...
Yeah, I know.
How would you describe his dancing?
Arm... I saw that kind of dancing, you know, white man overbite at the wedding I was at this weekend. I was like, oh, man, he's been watching us dance. Here is Otis Anderson. He's got 10,000 rushing yards, 81 touchdowns in his career. He's really... I don't know. Yeah, Marv.
Does he have a Super Bowl MVP?
With the Giants.
Okay.
Right? Otis Anderson? But 10,000 yards, 81 games, that's pretty good.
DP, get him in.
Yeah, I'm busy.
He played for those St. Louis Cardinals, the pretty bland team, though, in the early 80s. They had a couple good, you know, Green, the receiver. They had a couple good players, but Roy he Green. Started really well, cooled off, had the Super Bowl run. All right, I have the Favre answer.
Okay. Wait, what's the question? I forgot the question.
Quarterbacks who have led the league in both touchdowns and thrown and interceptions thrown.
In the same season?
No, multiple times in their careers.
Oh, okay.
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
Brett Favre! 4 times led the league in touchdown passes, 3 times in picks. John Hadle played for the Rams about 1,000 years ago.
I loved him.
2 times touchdowns, 2 times interceptions, and Y.A. Tittle, the New York Giants.
Here's Ricky Waters' numbers. 10,000 rushing yards, 78 touchdowns. Todd, you could throw in his receptions, too.
That's true.
That's the point I was making is he was the Marshall Faulk before Marshall. Okay. Like 500 receptions there?
I'm checking.
Who wouldn't want to know his number of receptions?
Yeah. That was the point I was bringing up. He was that dual threat. Yeah, boy.
In only 10 seasons of football, Ricky Waters had 10,600 yards and 467 receptions.
That's pretty good.
It's like I think that's second most in running back history or third most.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's like Larry Centers always had 50 catches a year. Larry Centers might have more receptions as a running back than any other running back.
What about Keith Byers?
Keith Byers?
A guy like that.
Well, he was also tight end. He was tight end at Oklahoma and then kind of H-back when he got into the NFL. H-back. Yeah, Paul.
There should be a Hall of Fame of players you'd want on your team but aren't Hall of Famers. Like, remember Darren Sproles? He only retired
Love
2 years
Darren
ago.
Sproles.
This guy, he only ran for like 4,000 yards in his career.
Yeah.
He had 600 catches.
Yeah.
And he seemed to always be in the Pro Bowl or a very dangerous player.
Maybe Larry Centers used to hold the record for most receptions for a running back. Because if Sproles had 600, then he's blown by that.
Checking.
All right. Yes, he.
Did you say Roger Craig?
Roger Craig should be up there. He was a dual threat.
He was probably the first dual threat. Really?
Yeah, he didn't have as many rushing yards.
This said he was the first NFL player to have 1,000 yards rushing and receiving in the same season.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah, Paul.
Let's play the running back with the most career receptions game.
Well, I made my mistake. I said Larry Centers.
He's second all time.
Well, then it's Darren Sproles if he's got 600.
Nope, this guy is quite a bit above that. There's some heavy. You know, Marcus Allen has 587 receptions.
Yeah.
Tiki Barber, 586.
Oh, Paulie gets to talk about Tiki Barber.
Chronically underrated. God. Daily disrespect of Tiki Barber.
Daily. And I'm sick of the daily disrespect.
Like Fred Taylor.
Fred Taylor, the daily disrespect.
Darren Sproles has...
You know, I went 2 days this weekend without disrespecting him for some reason.
You turn your phone off?
Yeah. When he said there's a daily disrespect... Who's Stick disrespecting Fred Taylor?
We are right now.
I know. I love Fred Taylor. What's he got, 10,000 rushing yards?
Sure.
All right.
This running back had 12,000 rushing yards and 767 receptions.
I was going to say Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin's top 10, though.
Okay.
Marshall Faulk.
I'm going to say Marshall Faulk.
That's the correct answer. He has 767 catches.
Yeah.
Here's one that maybe even underrated. LaDainian Tomlinson has 13,000 rushing yards and 624 receptions.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We got our play of the day coming up, and we'll get to your phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, right after this. Summer's here. Record high temperatures across the country. You want to be outside. You want to have some time off, vacation, be with the family. You just don't want to be drenched in sweat, right? You don't want that swampy feeling. Something you can do about it. Link Soul. You ever wish your shorts or pants had air conditioning? Well, Link Soul has you covered. Link Soul has taken its most technical fabric, specifically designed to be moisture wicking and quick drying, and use laser technology to add precision cut perforations that gives you maximum airflow. Featured in the Boardwalker AC short, the Saturday workout short, or even the classic chino, the AC technology comes in every style you need. Temperatures aren't coming down anytime soon, but that doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your comfort. When you're moving around, have a great time this summer. Link Soul's Boardwalker AC collection keeps you cool everywhere you go. You can see the entire summer collection at linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You can see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Let her look like God.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
DeFrost with the pitch. DeYoung bluffs a move. There's a high fly ball. That's hit deep left field, and it's on Gunner. Paul DeYoung with a three-run homer with two outs in the eighth inning. And what a series he has had against the Yankees.
Courtesy of KMOX, the Cardinals Radio Network. Play of the day. We all have different ideas about success. Achieve it at different times, different ways as we strive to reach our financial goals. Can't make mistakes. Don't go alone. Invest in your success. Invest with a Stifel financial advisor. That's Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Top 10 running backs not in the Hall of Fame. Not sure who this is courtesy of. Freeman McNeil's on the list. Kurt Warner.
No offense. Kurt Warner out of Penn State had a nice couple years early with the Seahawks, and it went poorly fast.
Let's see. He, as a rookie, led the AFC in rushing, helped his team get to the conference championship game, tore his ACL, bounced back three more 1,000-yard rushing seasons. How about James Brooks, San Diego? He was all-purpose. That was a team where they threw the ball. He got overshadowed just because it was all about the offense there. Eddie George? How about Eddie George? Second NFL running back to rush for 10,000 yards while never missing a start. How about that? Four-time All-Pro? Chuck Foreman. And I love the spin doctor. He was the original spin doctor, the way he played. 10,000 yards, 73 total touchdowns. Tiki Barber, those numbers certainly are Hall of Fame worthy. Is Herschel Walker a Hall of Famer? I'd say no. Certainly one of the most talented running backs ever. Ricky Waters, I mentioned that. Let's see, who else? Otis Anderson mentioned that he should be in the Hall of Fame. And Roger Craig. So Roger Craig is not in the Hall of Fame. But what he did, 13,000 total yards in 11 seasons, 73 touchdowns. Yeah, Paulie.
Herschel Walker, he played 2 years in the USFL, which burned those out. Those don't count with his Hall of Fame case because
the ABA numbers count for the Basketball Hall of Fame.
It is the Pro Football Hall of Fame, not the NFL Hall of Fame, right?
Yes, and it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, not the NBA.
Herschel was unbelievable with the New Jersey Generals. When he got to the Cowboys, though, he had one 1,500-yard season, and that was monstrous.
Yeah.
But he compared to his college expectations, he didn't pay off. He became more of a return man reception guy in the back half of his career with Philly.
And he really lacked shiftiness. When you think of running backs, you know, they have great feet. And Herschel never looked like he was, I mean, he certainly never reminded you of Gale Sayers. He didn't make you miss, he ran you over. I mean, go back to Bill Bates trying to tackle him when Georgia played Tennessee. Herschel was a really good running back. He just never lived up to that great. Like his sophomore year at Georgia might have been the best year that he had as a running back. A couple of phone calls. Steve in Wyoming. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Yep.
6'5", 310.
All right.
Best of the week, 1 week closer to live football. And my worst of the week, happened to hear my savior, my quarterback, tell me how he's become a better lover.
Sorry about that. It was just too much information with Aaron Rodgers. Become a better teammate. And a better person, a better citizen, better lover.
Okay.
I'm going to take your word on that.
Noted.
Yes.
Noted.
Oh, I've been doing this too long. I have. I've been doing it too long. So, Aaron, how has ayahuasca helped you as a person? Made me a better person and citizen, teammate, and lover. Oh, God. Yes, Mark.
Better lover.
If I'm like a local reporter at the end of the season, they do the recap, and let's review your season as a quarterback, citizen, and lover. Yeah. Aaron, what are your thoughts?
Let's start with lover.
Yeah, knock that out.
Yeah.
Were you more of an MVP on the field or off the field, Aaron? I want to see J.J. Watt post ayahuasca.
Oh.
Because we're a bunch of good-ass dudes, we're much better lovers, and we're doing...
He would do Made in America ayahuasca, yeah. Not from other countries.
No, not in Peru.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I do ayahuasca, I do it in the United States, not Peru.
Good
Iowa.
Some good American-made ayahuasca.
Yeah. I'm going to Iowa to do ayahuasca.
Then he's in.
Yeah. Because I'm a cyclone. I'm a Hawkeye. Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. Best and worst of the weekend.
Morning, Dan.
Morning.
Best of the weekend was getting to cheer on my mother and the rest of the Atlanta Tri-Sisters as they competed in the East Cobb Triathlon here in Georgia. And could you do me a quick favor later on when Ross Tucker is on? Could you tell him the reason I no longer compete alongside my mother is because I am blind, and until I learn how to race with a guide, I am relegated to a cheerleading position?
All right. What? Thank you. I don't know if Ross Tucker is going to bring that up. Paulie's the blind guy.
Yeah, half blind.
Paulie's cornered the blind market. Yeah.
I think those are a little more local references there for Al. They're a little more
way
personal.
Way too much. Him. Al does that. Like, Al, this is a national broadcast here. But I will say, Al calls early on Monday to get in to give us his best and worst of the weekend. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell Tyler, have Al give him his best and worst of the weekend. I'm going to let Tyler decide if Al deserves to be on the air.
Had a great sandwich at a local lunch truck that I went to.
There's a Subway. And there's a Subway sandwich shop here, and I had a BMT. And just want to say, I had it on an Italian herb, and it was great.
New food truck park opened up by me.
I went to a water fountain. I haven't been to a water fountain in a while. It was really good. The great Anthony Munoz will join us coming up next hour.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.